WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Gearing up for the debate, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meeting face-to-face in Philadelphia tonight for the first time. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on how we got here.
It was just 7 weeks ago that the race was upended when President Biden dropped out after his disastrous debate performance.
With dealing with everything we have to do with, we finally beat Medicare.
Biden passing the torch to Harris, handing her the shortest campaign in modern history.
The showdown at the Constitution Center, 90 minutes long, no hot mics and no studio audience. Typhoon Yagi, the strongest typhoon to hit Vietnam in decades, triggering heavy rain, floods and landslides. So far, 87 people have been killed. Tropical storm Francine gaining strength as it churns in the Gulf of Mexico, expected to hit Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane tomorrow. This is ABC News. Now out, police body cam video of the police stop in Miami of Dolphins star wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Bystander video from Sunday showed him on the ground in handcuffs. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Video showing police yanking Tyreek Hill out of his sports car to the pavement after he was pulled over for speeding and reckless driving. Monday evening, the Miami Dolphins releasing a statement on social media calling police conduct in the incident overly aggressive. Going on to say there are some officers who mistake the responsibility and commitment to serve with misguided power, urging Miami police to take swift action against the officers involved. One of those officers now on administrative duty. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And the call this morning?
Dragon, SpaceX. Go for launch.
The Polaris Dawn mission lifting off aboard SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. The mission 5 days in space, heading to an altitude of nearly 900 miles. They'll also carry out the first commercial spacewalk. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now at Pella, get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. I'm Terry Bell.
Both polls put Harris's lead inside the margin of error. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin later this week. Walz will appear at different political events in Wausau on Friday night, then stump in Superior on Saturday afternoon. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Donald Trump spoke to a rally in central Wisconsin over the weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says that rumors of the Packers looking for another quarterback are unfounded.
Despite reports, it's crazy to me, like, how people come up with some of these things, and I think you're always, you explore every possibility, but at no point in time did we ever have any discussions with anybody.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says that they're the best program in college football.
Over the last 20 years, who's been the best team in college football? And there's no doubt it's been Alabama. So regardless of where they are at this moment, this is as good a football team that there is in the country and has been for a really, really long time. And
kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a six-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday. That means what's grinding our gears. We'll ask you what's worse and so much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Well, you say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to their custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. Hurry, it ends at the end of the month. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Love them.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, speaking of entrances, making stuff that's the best.
Yes.
Next guest, Johnny.
Yes. Laura, okay, we could start with your Navy career. We could start with your art career. We could start with what you're doing for veterans now, putting
nationally.
All those things together nationally. So I'm just going to introduce you and let you take it from there. I just want to make sure I don't screw up the middle name. Laura Meisenhelder.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's my maiden name.
Okay. Laura Meisenhelder Taylor.
That's correct. Laura Taylor for short.
Taylor.
Had I introduced you, it would have been Laura Taylor. Welcome.
And we just got a thing here, an alert. Says, this sounds like an amazing fundraising opportunity. My money is on John for more push-ups.
Okay.
Laura, yeah, how about you?
Thank you, Julie.
Well, I'm a little impartial right now.
Two?
We'll see. We'll see where we end up after this.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Partial who? I mean, because that's okay.
We're
was
both
that one of those
today.
Things? Hey, was that one of those things like Coach Kathy?
Yeah. This guy,
we've got this lady here. She's our nutritional coach, but we haven't seen her in a while. I think she's just like,
She get this though. She came in here and she was in here for a veterans event, fix up homes for veterans who are getting a little bit older, and that kind of fell apart during COVID. And she's trying to reignite that. Well, anyway, she came in and she looked familiar, you know how people's eyes don't change. And she goes, well, we used to work together. And I'm like, oh, a long time ago. Anyway, it was like 25 years ago. But in the last few years, she's lost 200 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And she looks awesome.
200 pounds. So anyway, we were wondering what our BMI was. So we gave Todd her heights and weights and everything, and he figured it out. And they were exactly the same, believe it or not, exactly the same. And we told her, and she looks at us both. She goes, no, it's higher than that. I mean, not even a, well, no, I actually know. Looked this up and thought, no, it's higher.
Check your paperwork. None of that stuff. She's just like, nah, it's higher than
you
that.
You got called out.
We did. We did. Both. But she was nice. Out. She did both at the same time. So anyway, she, interesting person and working on veterans. You do that as well. But
and this
totally
is a very
different.
Important time with cool. The prevention of, today is Suicide Prevention Day. So go ahead and take it from there, Laura.
Hi. Thank you for, first of all, for having me on the show today. I appreciate it. Yes, my name's Laura Taylor. I am a Navy veteran. I have been working in our area with the community and with different veterans throughout our area as an artist and also as a volunteer for several different organizations. My career, I guess, started, my husband and I met back in the Navy back in the day, and people always say, well, what did you do in the Navy? So I like to share with everybody that I was an F-14 and an F-18 fighter jet.
Wow.
Plane captain, if you're familiar with what that is. So I worked ground crew and I worked on the flight line. So if you're familiar with F-14s, that would be from the popular movie Top Gun.
Absolutely.
Those are the F-14s. And then the new Maverick movie.
Wow.
Those were the
No, you were on the flight line for that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well,
cool.
Jim, what do we say every single day?
Yeah.
Every single day, what do we say?
All our guests are cooler than us.
Yes.
You're funny.
John's going to ask you if you can get him a flight suit, though.
Yeah.
Just
wow.
So you know.
Yes! I want to wear one to a Packer game and just walk around.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's
I do.
That is. That's cool on the field. They walk around. Yeah.
I walk through the atrium and everything.
The old days, we would call that a chick magnet. Now we just call it that. You would be held in high esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I wish I would have had something cool like that to share with you all, but I don't, unfortunately.
Wow.
But that has to be amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Right on a flight line.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was definitely an experience that I wouldn't have gotten in an everyday life. So it definitely catapulted my career on that side of it. And it was just a very great experience. A lot of really amazing people throughout my life. And it kind of brought me down the path where I am today.
Good for you.
Wow. That's awesome. All right. So today, you're working on, where did the art come in?
So
I don't think a lot of people on flight lines are artists, but I don't know.
I know?
It was kind of one of those, when you get out of your military career, what do you do? Well, launching F-14 and F-18 aircraft is not really your day job anymore. So you have to come up with a different career. I know a lot of veterans go through this when they transition out.
Right.
If you're going from a military career to a civilian career and it's like, well, what does that look like now? For me, I've always been into the arts. It's kind of was my thing before I went into the service. And I wanted to revisit it when I came out. So I went back to school and got a little degree in some visual communications and was doing some marketing and branding. But it wasn't until I moved back here to Wisconsin. I traveled around for a little bit after my military time. And it wasn't until I moved back here to Wisconsin until I really got back into my art, into the arts. My father was a Vietnam veteran, and he is by far my driving force behind everything that I currently do.
Awesome.
Like many veterans during that era, they have a pretty sour taste in their mouth when it came back to that timeline. And he was one. He struggled from PTSD and combat trauma. So I was very aware of what that looked like growing up. And when I started going down this path of doing artwork, and I was doing artwork of different local veterans, it was kind of a way to help engage him. And I was hoping that maybe there would be some healing power that would happen with him as well, with being able to connect back to his veteran status that he really didn't want to talk about.
Art is a common connecting thing, though, with veterans. Yes. It really is.
And what kind of art do you do then for veterans?
So I started with doing a lot of different portrait work.
Oh, nice.
So around the community, I was volunteering, doing different activities throughout the area, and I started taking photos of veterans doing their continued service, whether it would be through the Patriot Guard riders and they were standing side for one of our fallen veterans, or it would be from a parade that they were walking the parade, and I started taking photographs of them. And from there, I did portrait artwork. So I used mediums of oil as well as art markers are kind of a fan favorite of mine. And I started tracking down these veterans after I created the works of art and gifting them to them.
Wow. Just out of the blue.
Just out of the blue.
That's so cool.
And that's cool that you took pictures of them back in society today. And they can look at that on their wall and think, you know, things are good. Because you take them and probably, you know, parades. I mean, those are just great things to, and they're being honored, and hopefully they see that in your artwork. That's pretty cool how you tied that to
absolutely
helping them.
Thank you.
You know, get through that, because if you give them a picture of, and I'm sure people do this, but a picture of them when they were in Vietnam, maybe that doesn't bring back the memories maybe it doesn't bring back good thoughts. Whereas I think if you see yourself in a parade or doing some community service, standing guard, you're being honored. You're not only honoring something, you're being honored as well. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it drove me to, is that it is about the continued mission. It's about the continued service. And because I was had a couple opportunities to gift these publicly to these veterans, I was able to get my father involved in a couple of them. And I saw a light switch change. I saw a whole different healing power happen that hadn't happened in the past. And he started reconnecting. Unfortunately, we did lose him 11 years ago now to cancer that was directly related to
Agent Orange. His
Agent Orange, yeah.
Wow. Now, tell us a little bit about your art gallery.
Sure. So my current project is that I've taken a lot of my fine art and I've moved it to a greater scale. My goal now is to help a broader audience. And so we have developed, it's called the Veteran Art Institute.
Okay.
And it's a nonprofit. So it's theveteranartinstitute.org. And this is an online platform for veterans to be able to go and upload their artwork, show and exhibit their artwork online, as well as link to their social media and link to any point of purchases that they may have to sell their artwork.
Nice.
That's
you
great.
Put all this together.
Myself and a team of about five others.
Great.
So it's not only your artwork that you're sharing, but there's other artists.
Yes.
How many people are participating?
Sure. We launched our 2.0 because COVID changed kind of our whole plan on everything, which really pushed through this online version of this. So it was a little blessing on that side of it. However, so we started out with about 10 artists. And we launched this website on 11/11 of 2023, so last year, last November. And we started with about 10 artists, and now we are currently at, we have 450 artists that are registered in our veteran community, and we are sharing over 150 online artists are sharing their artwork and exhibiting.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And that represents over 2,200 works of art.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that I bet you people just look around, like walking through museums.
I would love
they
to
spend
look at
a couple
work.
Hours
Can
on
I
that
look that
day.
Up right now?
Oh, absolutely.
What is it again?
Veteransartinstitute.org.
Yep, veteran just with the end. Veteran Art Institute.
Oh, veteran. All right.
.org. Yeah, every day we have new artists that are registering and signing up with us. We receive probably anywhere from I think we're between like 2 and 7 artists are joining us a day right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're doing this on very little funding. Almost everything has been done in kind, including the development software, which was done by a company out in Oregon area, who is also a Marine veteran. Yep, there's the exhibit. So we have different, in addition to being able to have just artists upload their artwork, we also host online exhibits. One thing we're finding is that we're able to partner with different VAs and we're able to share their exhibits that they're doing, but we can bring it to an online platform so that everyone can see.
And not only the art, but a little bit of a description of the story.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, looking through this, this
I'm
is
seeing
super.
That, yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, that could be very therapeutic too. You know, we had a good friend here, my buddy Mike, the Marine vet, and he actually brought in original paintings he did, kind of psychedelic-ish in 1969, sitting in the jungle in Vietnam when they were on patrol. Wow. And they'd take breaks. And he actually, and in one of them, there's actually, I said, Mike, is that blood on there? And he goes, yeah, I had a big leech on my leg that day. And I pulled it off and that would happen. It's still on
there. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if you'd hang that one in the kitchen.
Well, one thing that we're finding is that when a new artist signs up and registers with us, we've kind of a process that it goes through.
This is great. I'm reading their bios and everything. This is fantastic. And so many of them are talking about they use this as therapy. I'm an Army veteran and on the road to recovery, and I use art as part of my therapy.
Right.
Transitioning back to the civilian world wasn't easy. I came close to ending it all. I mean, this is really important stuff you're
yeah,
doing here.
You're checking a lot of boxes there, right? The artist in and of itself is therapeutic, and then for people to see that, you know, that's very cool what you've done there.
And
it's online, too. It's
that's
easy
what I was
going to
say.
Just,
yeah, it's not like just in a brick and mortar. You stick around. I want to talk to you some more about the suicide prevention.
Yeah.
Sure. Back after this.
Thank you.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Excuse me. Mine on the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday. Today is Suicide Prevention Day, and they're, of course, going to be having a big walk here in town, and that goes hand-in-hand with what you're trying to do through your art and sharing it with people. Jim, you had a really good comment.
Well, Laura, you, this artwork is therapeutic, and therapy can help prevent suicide. So where's the connection? And I know there is one because your underlying mission is suicide prevention for veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. Mental health is really a struggle when it comes to many different things, whether it be combat trauma or it be, you know, PTSD or just transitioning back into the civilian life. We know that there's a lot of obstacles went down that road. So art as therapy is.
What is that?
You know what that is?
I set your phone.
Wow. Oh, man.
That's a good song, by the way. It's a great song.
I just want to say,
John and I are glad it was you. You're not going to get fired.
We would have gotten scolded.
I even had the ringer off. A little for Green Day.
Okay. All right. Because he's looking. Did you notice the first person he looked at was me?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Laura. So you were talking about the suicide prevention, how this is tied to your artwork gallery.
Yeah, so a couple other things with that as well is that what we found, you know, yes, art is therapy, and not necessarily just being in an art therapy program, but just utilizing art as therapy. It's a way to help heal the brain. In addition to that, when you're online and you're working with other veterans, you build this camaraderie that you're able to, and that's another healing aspect of it as well. And that alone, they can connect through other social medias and whatnot. So that builds that unified. But we also believe that awareness and being able to point people in the right direction if they feel that they need the help is also important. So we do have the crisis hotline on our website to make sure that we offer another option.
Well,
I think that's great.
So do I. And this art, we'll call it an art gallery, right? An online art gallery with how many?
Over 2,200 works of art currently.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can go visit that. A lot of days. You know what I mean? Like, even if you look,
I mean, I'm looking on here on my phone. It's
and you
just
can read about
really
it too,
nice stuff.
I think it's great. Yeah. How do you get the artists to participate? Is it word of mouth or do you advertise it?
I'm doing some small advertising right now. Very limited budget. As I said, most of everything has been done through volunteer work. So I do some online advertising. But I think when you have a community that is in need of something like this, they've been just finding us and sharing it with other veterans as well.
We're going to keep sharing it. You know, it's funny. Some of these are pretty amazing. I mean, look at this one, Jim, what that guy created.
Wow.
Isn't some of these sculptures and, you know, and other ones are watercolor, whatever, but it runs the gamut here. But they all say pretty much every one of these, how much it's helped them just in dealing with everything. And it seems like you brought this whole community together. You know, it's worldwide, but you brought them together.
Yeah, we feel very lucky and very privileged to be able to have such an amazing software, first of all, that allows this to happen. And then to be able to bring in the different veterans and how they keep continuing to help each other.
So it's the Veteran Art Institute. And if you want to display something, I mean, it must go through you, but anyone can go on there and I want to get back to an artist that's listening that would like to maybe put something in your gallery.
Sure. Our criteria is you just need to be a veteran in order to apply, or it's not even apply. You just go on and register. And from there, it just walks you right through. You just register online, veteranartinstitute.org. Click on the register. I think it says register link or something like join our community of some sort. Mm-hmm. And from there, you just enter your information. We have a small screening process that we go through to make sure that we keep this solely a community
with the integrity of veterans. Absolutely. Yep.
And then from there, we have lots of fun little tutorials that teach you how to upload your artwork. Yeah. And another great aspect of what's happening is that when you are registered as an artist, not only do you have the ability to upload your artwork, link it to, or your point of purchase if you're selling artwork, but you also enter an entire online community in the background that you don't see unless you're you're online, which is an education portal. So we have other artists that have brought in, we have tutorials on the back, how to paint, how to market your artwork, and all that's part of the education portal
that's awesome.
On the log when you're logged in.
Because inside. There might be somebody who doesn't know they have this. You know what I mean? Like you said, you were a kid, you did this, you went and you're on a flight line, which probably, you know, was your top priority at that time and to get back into it. So if someone's like, I kind of like art, but I don't know how to do it. That's all in the tutorial that you offer for these veterans.
Yeah, this is a continuing project. So the education platform is just really starting to kick off and it's continuing to grow.
And then any of us can just go on and look at the artwork.
It's beautiful. It's great. That's great stuff. Then that's cool. I'm looking at it right now.
That's pretty cool what you did here.
It's really cool. Congratulations.
Great.
Thank you.
You know, people talk about COVID, how it was bad. This kind of helped you. I mean, this is right. You're not going to build a bricks and mortar thing. It's all virtual.
Yeah.
Text here too. Where do the proceeds go? Do the artists get a cut? Another text here. Can we donate online?
You can donate online. We have donations available online, and we also do. We do not move any money when it comes to the artists.
Right.
Each artist is responsible for their own point of purchase on everything. Yeah. But we do help. We provide a facilitate a place for them to be able to share and offer those options.
I have to ask you, Lauren, we ask every veteran that comes through here because, you know, like I mentioned, I know at least four people who have taken their lives that are veterans, and I still can't figure it out why sometimes because there's such a wide variety of reasons and everybody's got their own demons or whatever. But I like the fact, because I think one of the important things is for men and women veterans to have outlets like this where it's not just going to the VFW and, you know, have another shot and beer and something like this where you're so supportive. Letting them be creative. I think this is really something that was needed, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel very lucky.
But I think the other thing that you're doing here is, you know, the people who go to this Veteran Art Institute, they can learn how to pick up something that they probably missed in their lives. Or maybe they're searching for something. And you know, I'm a big believer in the arts, whether it's visual arts or dance or music. I just think the arts are very therapeutic.
Yeah, what I really enjoy is that we offer something that's it's not conventional, and you don't have to go through your medical doctor able to hop on this wagon. It's just it's open for all levels, and you can just hop in at any stage. Everything is welcome. We even have it developed, and after we get this running in full motion, which we're getting closer and closer to that point, we have it already set up to open up to music.
Beautiful. Give yourself a plug one more time, who you are, what you do, and how people can be involved.
Sure. Hi, Laura Taylor. I am a Navy veteran, and I am part of the Veteran Art Institute, which is veteranartinstitute.org. We are currently seeking corporate sponsorship, and donations are always welcome. Every $10 that's donated allows us to bring on a new artist and bring on more educational opportunities for them.
And you're based out of Kakana, right?
I am based out of the Kakana Little Chute area. We are nationwide, and our founder is actually over in California.
Okay.
But we are nationwide, which allows us to reach a much larger spectrum.
Wow. Outstanding. And you can sponsor an artist for $10.
$10 brings on one full artist.
Fantastic.
That's pretty awesome. All right. Well, great. Thanks for doing this. I mean, there's so many. Johnny and I, with this show, is just trying to get out and get people that maybe don't have the exposure and recognition you deserve. This is, like, really cool what you're doing.
Thank you.
Really cool. Congratulations. Yeah, you might turn your phone off again there.
Yeah, really. Get us in trouble.
Todd, do that one too. Yeah. All right, we guys got a quick got break. Me. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
There's been a lot of time spent talking about revising federal milk marketing orders. Will it benefit Wisconsin? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll get the opinion of one ag economist on that next.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Chuck Nicholson is an associate professor and dairy economist on the UW-Madison campus. Next week, Wednesday, he is going to be one of many that are discussing the potential changes to the federal milk marketing orders. He said perhaps the greatest consensus is that federal milk marketing orders need to stay in place.
I think there is general broad approval across the dairy industry community in the U.S. as a whole. A number of the changes that USDA recommended were things that kind of aligned both dairy producers, organizations, and dairy processors. Here in the upper Midwest, I think there's maybe a little bit more of a concern that these changes will not directly benefit dairy farmers. I think there's still a recognition on the part of the co-ops in this region that federal milk marketing orders provide some useful services in addition to pricing milk. And I think we're likely to see that even here, we're likely to see the retention of the federal order system.
Chuck Nicholson, associate professor on the UW-Madison campus and one of the dairy economists that will be involved in federal milk marketing order conversations next week, Wednesday, September 18th in Madison. They're offering both a face-to-face conversation and virtual. Find details on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. More red ink on a Tuesday morning. Crop condition reports just look too good. Numbers are next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
On Monday, barrel cheese was up a penny at $2.28.5. 40-pound block cheese stood still, and the AA butter was up a penny and a half, $3.19 a pound. This morning, December corn's down a penny at $4.06. November beans down a dime at $10.08. December wheat's up a penny at $5.69, with October Class 3 milk going into cheese down 6, $23.48 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Laura Taylor. What a great thing they've got together. Veteran Art Institute. That is really, really cool. And how many people they get involved, just awesome.
Checks a lot of boxes with that. Yep. That's a great program. Absolutely. I give her a lot of credit.
And big with suicide prevention for the veterans. Well, yeah. We had another gentleman in here that's big in the local art scene.
He's big in a lot of scenes. This is one of my favorites. Tarl Knight, who you've heard of, he's a guy that I teach a class, and yesterday we focused on what is an entrepreneur. And, of course, in the text, you got Elon Musk, this, that. And I'm like, look, there's entrepreneurs right here in Green Bay, and you need to find one and write about them or her, you know. And you're one of them. You take some risk, and it's working for not just you personally, it's working for the community. And you own the Tarleton, which is on Walnut and Broadway. And Johnny just said he drove by there the other day. Of course, you had Film Fest.
Yeah, but your parking lot, I mean, you guys had the bands playing, you had people dancing, you had food trucks. I mean, that looked like a really cool thing to just drop in on.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We're exploring our outdoor concert series in the yard.
Yeah.
It's the truck yard at the Tarleton's just one of the new additions to the Tarleton campus, and we're excited to explore an outdoor food truck parking.
And you got another big deal coming up, and I like this because I was always, you know, far be it for me to be competitive, but that Milo Music was a good deal for Appleton, and very successful, been down there, and you're doing something, it's not the Milo Music, but you're doing something that's not dissimilar, and I think that's awesome, and you picked the best weekend of the year to do it, so tell us about it.
Yeah, it's all bands on deck. This is Green Bay's biggest live music festival. It is our answer to the Milo Music in Appleton. And what it is a big...
We don't answer to anybody. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it is. It's cool. It's outdoor bands. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we are answering to a call for this kind of event in Green Bay. It's free. Everyone in Green Bay and beyond are invited. It's a big celebration of local bands at local businesses in a very local, important part of our city. And so it's happening in the Shipyard District and the Shipyard neighborhood. Revitalizing those areas is essential to making sure these businesses succeed for a long time in the heart
right
of downtown.
Now, is there in the Shipyard District?
Well, the Shipyard District is a district, Johnny. It includes businesses, and he's going to talk about these bands are going to perform.
Because when I keep seeing the Shipyard, I'm not quite sure what exactly where it is. I'll be honest.
You're not alone. And I talked about that when he was in the lobby. I'm like, look, you got to give us some... I didn't say confidence. You got to give us some update on the Shipyard. So why don't you do that first, and then we'll talk about where these bands are going to be performing in this Shipyard District, all bands on deck.
Yeah, so the Shipyard Park is part of the City of Green Bay Shipyard project, and there's been a long vision under Mayor Jim Schmidt's administration and now under the current mayoral administration, a lot of visioning for this city-owned vacant parcel of land just north of Mason Street. Now, south of Mason Street, there is an entire community of businesses that hasn't been a part of the downtown, really, in an official way. And so in joining the Broadway District and the downtown district as a real core but different area of our city that has industrial, residential, commercial businesses all intertwined, here is something that we can do to bring awareness to those businesses, that area. They all came together in 2021 formed a business district, a business organization, Shipyard District Inc.
So the shipyard, John, is the anchor. That's mm-hmm. that's what he's talking about, this park. And I just, and thank you for saying that was my vision. My vision was a baseball stadium, and yeah. the council screwed that up. But now we have a, and I think it's good. It's kind of an urban beach. It's going to be a very cool place. You got some containers. That's going to be a very unique park. And that's the anchor to this whole shipyard district.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have these bands. Name some of the places they're going to be performing. I think
so. At the Tracks is a venue that's part of the Tarleton venue family. That's right south of Mason Street. We got Rum Runners, the Public House, Richard Craniums, State Street Pub, Overtime Grill and Pub, Blue Collar Bar and Grill, Packer Stadium Lounge, Hammer Inn, Brewskies. There's so many great businesses, bars and restaurants down there.
And they don't get the exposure. That's a cool area, right?
Yeah.
And it's we've been to Craniums. Well, I've been to a number of those places. Have you been to Richard Craniums?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... used to live there.
I've gone up and down that street a couple times.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
But all of them, I haven't been in all of them.
My favorite one used to be off of State Street, Thirsties. Remember Thirsties?
Oh, Thirsties.
Yeah, yeah. That's my fun one.
It just, that's great. And I'm sure they're open arms about this thing.
This is something that's organized by all these businesses. You know, I represent them and help to steer the way, but you have a community of businesses coming together to revitalize the area. It's very unique that everyone's on board with the same community vision.
Right.
And this is the biggest thing that ever happened to South Broadway. And so we really want to celebrate that. 100 performances by live bands. You have all of the food and drink that you can only get down in the Shipyard District. You have rail, you have shipping, you have the coal piles there. It's industrial, and we have a great time. Walk up and down the street, you take the shuttle, and so you can get safely between all the venues all day.
That's pretty walkable, though. I mean, there's pretty good infrastructure in those areas.
It's walkable.
The only thing
yeah.
is the train going to cause any problems?
Well, as we say in the Shipyard District, ship happens. or train happens in this case.
Yeah. You know, one thing, though, too, and we were talking about the baseball stadium, and I was, you know, fairly big into that, too, working with the group. And I remember going over there at different times of day just for, like, where the sun would be, you know, versus where the bat, you know, I mean,
get over that.
Look at all those things in. But I'll tell you what, later afternoon, when that sun's coming off the river and you get the skyline kind of lit up there, it's fantastic.
And
it really is. That's
and you'll
a
be able
great
to
view.
Enjoy that in that shipyard park. I mean, it's
coming along.
The water's there. It is coming along.
I live right next door, right above the bar at the Tracks. And I love seeing the coal piles in my backyard. Each morning, can't wait until I don't see them anymore. But I get to see the development of this thing every day. And while it's not the original vision, this is going to be an exciting new injection of life and energy into that area of town.
How far north do these bands play?
They're going to play as north as Old School Bar. That's not in the Shipyard District. That's in the Broadway District.
Right.
But that bar was on since the beginning of the vision. When the boundaries of the Shipyard District was so new, they weren't determined yet.
Name some of you can name some of the bands if you want, but tell us about some of the different venues, that type of the bands.
Yeah, so some of the bands you're going to see are a lot of rock. We've got some punk. We've got country, bluegrass, reggae. We got some metal bands. So there's something for everyone there.
Right.
Every genre for all ages. Saturday between noon and 3 at 8th Street Park in the very center of the Shipyard neighborhood and district, we've got Brass Differential playing for free. That's a family stage. You want to come out and bring your kids and your dogs?
Those guys, that's a good band.
It's a great band. They're going to kick Saturday off on Friday and Saturday from 6 o'clock Friday to midnight and from 3 o'clock Saturday to midnight. We have all of these bands. There's outdoor venues, indoor venues. You got beer gardens up and down all of South Broadway and State Street. Maybe some favorites you recognize are the Chocolatiers, the Raglanders. We've got Holly and the Nice Lines, the French-Irish Coalition. There's such a great variety here of all genres. You can't go wrong.
And you obviously have the city support because they're letting you play till midnight.
Yeah, we do have great city support. Last year we had the ARPA tourism event grant that helped to fund half of the festival.
Right.
And so that was a big success. This year we have great community support.
I love that it's somebody as young as you getting involved here. God bless guys our age, Jim, but we had our time to do whatever.
You can't do it without them. Hey, you're right, John.
And you're this younger generation. You guys aren't afraid. You guys just... You know what I mean?
It's entrepreneurs.
Like entrepreneurs. Let's risk. Jump out there. Let's take it, get it taken care of. Yeah. So congratulations on that.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. John. And it's nice that, and I just want to underscore that the businesses are happy about this. I mean, they're really the ones, I mean, you're leading the charge, but they're the ones who are making it happen. I mean, you couldn't do it without their support.
Yeah, this is a community vision. All of the businesses came on board together to form this thing in 2021. We're still asking for further support from the city. We want to be officially recognized as a destination in our downtown. We want to have the same resources and opportunities as the Broadway District and the downtown district in 20, 50 years. We want the community to say, wow, good thing that they moved forward together as a community with music.
Well, we won't be around talking about that. You got a nice text here. See that?
Yeah, I do. Somebody just texted in, Tarl has a magnificent radio voice.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm coming for you, John.
I know, that's what I was in the back of my mind, but
I think that was your mom.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, you're doing great with that. What are the other things you're working on? Tell us a little bit more about Tarleton. I know you've always got something going on there, and like I said, I'm sorry I missed that film festival because that was a pretty cool event. But
well,
we're out of town.
No, not a problem. We've got the Green Bay Film Festival at home at the Tarleton. The Green Bay Jazz Orchestra performs every month at their home at the Tarleton. Our partnership with the Widener Center and the University of Wisconsin Green Bay, the Widener Downtown at the Tarleton. We've got our Art War live painting competition, and Saturday morning cartoons are coming back this fall. We've got a bunch of Halloween movies and Christmas time movies that we're going to be playing. Classics like Beetlejuice, Hocus Pocus.
Did you see the new one yet?
No, not yet. But we got Beetlejuice coming up, so you can prepare yourself for Beetlejuice.
All right.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. We're also showing Nosferatu, the classic from 1922, and the 70th anniversary of Godzilla in original Japanese.
Wow.
So we got all sorts of fun stuff for the whole family. There's something for everyone. And we're also still in phase one of the development of the truck yard at the Tarleton, Green Bay's first food truck destination park. We're going to have that all ready by the draft.
And again, we always talk about this. It's easier to knock stuff down these days than to fix them up. But
right.
You didn't. You said, hey, I'm going to keep with this old heritage. I don't even know what year that was built.
1924. We're celebrating 100 years this year since the construction.
Okay.
And it's
wow.
on the National Register of Historic Places. We're restoring that.
That's the same year the Hotel Northland.
Hotel Northland, yeah.
And we're having a party there, and it's going to be pretty cool. We have to tie you into that party.
Yes, send me some details.
I could tell you. I'll just tell you real quick. We got a minute here. The famous. I don't know how many famous people you've had through your place, but at the Northland Hotel, their most famous people. They've had so many people, but Vince Lombardi signed his contract in the Crystal Ballroom, right?
Oh,
Eleanor
wow.
Roosevelt came to the Crystal Ballroom at the Northland and talked about, you know, she was big in women's rights. She did a lot of great things. And then John Kennedy was there. John F. K. was there as a senator. He wasn't
that's
president
legendary.
Yet. And so we hired character actors to be those three people.
Oh, that's amazing.
And give talks. They're going to, and that speech that the guy's going to read, he's got a Boston accent from Kennedy is, you're going to hear that thing. You're going to be like, he could have wrote that last week. You know, it's just, you know, he was Mr. you know, something good. So anyway, but we need to celebrate. BAY started in 1924 as well.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, there's some cool things that happened.
History.
And then we had that roaring 20s. Now, the 30s came when everything went to hell. But, I mean, we sure enjoyed that run. So,
did you ever find anything cool in your place when you were tearing through the walls or anything?
Yeah, you know, we find some good old-fashioned movie posters once in a while. But we are doing a reclamation of old historic artifacts that came from the West Theater. We have... and we have the original movie seats that were right up by the screen that were donated back to us. And we're starting to find marquee letters and the box letters that sat up on top of the marquee. So
fantastic.
We're continuing to pull as much of that history back
I just want to say again what John was saying is that it's easy to tear this stuff down and build new. It's actually cheaper. But, I mean, for those of you who really step up and say, look, I know it's going to cost more, but I want to preserve this.
I think it's awesome.
This home, this building, this district.
It's a part of Green Bay's history.
It is.
It's
absolutely.
Our responsibility.
And it is. And you look at, you know, there's a lot of growth going out to the suburbs, but something they don't have is history.
Jim, I know you were talking about the actors and stuff for the celebration. I think John could do a great Eleanor Roosevelt. I mean, what do you think?
Was she short and fat? I think she was tall and lanky.
I don't think I could do Eleanor.
I think you could.
Maybe I could. Well, anyway, Tarl, congratulations what you got going there. Love to see the young entrepreneurs. Jim harps on this every single day. You know, get your plan together. Yeah. Get it together. go out there and go after it.
Yeah, and you're doing it. Well, I'm proud of you. I think it's great.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being such a great inspiration to me and so many in the community. You both step up. So
thank you. It's very nice of you.
Cool.
Do you have any old movie posters from like gangster movies or something back in the 30s and you don't know what to do with them?
Let me look through those. Okay. I'll give you a call, John.
Any Nick Barnett stuff in there?
Oh, geez.
Well, he owned that place for 7 years, 6 years, right? Yeah, he had some issues.
Silence.
He would come into my office.
Silence.
And
things where take his, a turn.
Where does swag? I'm like, Nick, oh, come on. But he put some money into it, but I was just, anything with him, he couldn't clean that out, huh?
He left behind some really good pieces in the theater.
Did he?
And he made some positive changes.
He did.
So. Good.
I'm a big fan of his. So.
I used to show with him. Had a great time with him.
I think he's great.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. You know what's near and dear to my heart? The lotto. Oh, I love me some scratch-offs. I buy them and put them in everybody's stocking at Christmas. But, and this is a big one, I also know that buying lotto tickets is mathematically and financially what my grandpa would have called a waste of money. The internet is full of hilarious ways to show how bad our chances of winning are. Like that we are 20,000 times more likely to be struck by lightning than to win the Powerball. So, if your goal is to have more money in the future and you enjoy the occasional scratch-off, recognize that the lotto is a little bit of hope and fun and not much more than that. I spend 10 or 20 bucks on it every year and I enjoy those moments to the max. When I'm done, I go back to being smart about my money, which I'm here to help you do too. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. On a Tuesday morning.
Pretty cool.
Oh, very cool. Love the fact that young people have the courage to go out and do something like that.
Step up,
yep.
Buy a business, start a business, and then, you know, to do that, but then you got to keep it going, and that's a pretty creative young guy.
You better believe
it. Now he's doing this shipyard thing, which is going to be fun. That's this weekend, right?
I think that could be really cool. I like the fact that they're going into that part of town.
And that's cool that on 8th Street Park, which is, of course, right off of Broadway, Brass Differential, that's going to be fun, and they're kicking that off Saturday at noon, and then just walk around and check out all these bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. This is very creative. This is something that...
But you know what? That part of town almost has a bad connotation, you know, in certain ways and everything.
Right. It's nice can that change that. Yeah. Absolutely. And families walkable. I think there's a lot of cool stuff you can do there. So, yeah, we just need that. I mean, people need to get out, and, of course, we got the game on Sunday. Are you going to ask you that?
No. Okay. Are your shoes going to get pretty dirty? In that district, is it coal dust?
No, not really. No, they spray them. They were spraying them yesterday. No.
Okay.
But they knew those coal piles got to move. They have got to move. So, and I know it's being worked on. But that's going to be great because you realize what that's going to open up.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh!
All that—that's
prime real estate.
It is absolutely
like down in like San Diego. You know they have the
harbor.
Well, the harbor, but nobody. What's that? Just Seaport Village. You know, restaurants and just very the cool places. Right, you just walk restaurant to restaurant.
I agree.
That could be a very very cool like focal point for tourism, for residents, for what you don't want to do is take a piece of property like that and put a school there or something.
No, pay taxes, or put coal piles there. You don't want to do that.
Well, actually, we make more taxes.
Like I said, when you drive past there, you probably don't pay too much attention looking around. But when I was going out there specifically and checking out the different angles and everything, that's a nice skyline. I mean, it's not a big one, but that's a nice skyline.
Yeah, and then I think, and that can grow as well. But that's there's there's major things that happen every so often, and that is going to be a major thing that's going to happen soon. I mean, it's going to happen in our lifetime. It's just taking a lot longer, and it takes a lot of people to get behind a project like that. I mean,
they're not going to sell me the fire station, though, huh?
You know that. You could turn that into something. I think that's zoned properly for you. You'd have a business on the first floor, and then you live on the second floor.
Yes.
I
would love that.
I think that could happen.
Okay. All right.
However, I think there may be...
Is it one of those things you can buy it for like a dollar or something? Don't they do that sometimes?
But the reason they sell it to you for a dollar is it needs so much cleanup. And then
I can do that. I used to clean up houses.
No. Not that kind of cleanup. Like oil, if there's...
Hazardous waste things.
And I don't know. I don't know much about that. I mean, no, I know where the site had been in there a number of times, but I don't. But that's right across from East High School. West High School.
You know what we should have had Laura do? Laura, our veteran artist? Huh? Get us flight suits and go to the Packer game and just walk around, you and me in flight suits. What do you think?
I'm totally
Todd.
Todd looks more like that. He looks more like a pilot.
I'm sorry. I don't know. You guys walking around in flight suits.
Oh, man.
I think Todd looks a little bit like Kelsey.
In
the one that just retired, who's doing stuff now?
Yeah.
He's got a beard like you, and you remind
not
me of
Travis,
him.
The other guy.
The other one, yeah. Jason.
A little bit.
You see how much you're getting for their podcast?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that? Quarterback money. Yeah.
Wow.
Can the same people not be getting all the money?
Like
Ryan Seacrest started as the host of Wheel this week. Man. And people were saying, oh, he's doing a fine job. And I'm sitting here saying, he's got too many jobs.
He's got too many.
Yeah.
Go spread it around with us. Wow.
You know, again, that's, I mean, what, 3% of the top earners, or so, it's 50% of that. It's just, it's crazy, and it's skewed. It just is, and I don't know what the answer is. Do they deserve it? I know they're in the entertainment business. I mean, somebody's paying them.
Are they entertaining, though? That's the question. Are these guys really entertaining?
Are they, okay.
Well, sports is entertainment.
Well, but I mean, is there talent there for podcasting?
You know, I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't know what they're, you know.
Talents are totally
so
different.
There's so many of them out there, podcasts and talking heads and whatever. It's like, really, they're going to be paid that kind of money to do that?
Yeah. I do a podcast about ghost hunting, and I pay about $50 a month to do it.
Just off a couple hundred million?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, I got to start up my podcast.
I'm sure it'll be good. But. John, how are you going to get the word out? How are people going to listen to it? You've got to get it out there.
That's the problem. That's why Todd's here.
Could buy advertising on the Mino and the Mayor show.
Yes,
there you go.
Could do that.
And we could advertise your podcast.
Absolutely.
There's a thought.
Okay.
We've got to get people to go to your podcast. Now, how often is it going to be? Because people who do podcasts, I talked to some guys, I'm going to do one a month. I said, nobody's going to listen to that.
No, find it.
You know?
No.
Right?
People
once
want
a week?
It every, well,
is it or
some
more?
People want it like every day they want something.
That would be, you know,
it's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But you can build it up, though, to record them and have, you know, like say you did 10 in the span of a month. And then you got a head start, like, something like that.
You could do that. You're right with your podcast. But like I listen, you know, I listen to Start Here every day. But that's current news every day.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's.
Is it local?
He couldn't do no.
Oh.
He couldn't do that 5 days.
Right.
He's done some
it's
stuff.
It's got to be timely.
He does some stuff like, it's 11 o'clock at night. I mean, he does it, but it's all about what's going on today. So anyway.
I just come to mind Jim sitting on the beach under a parasol and listening to Meet the Press.
Me
or
too.
Whatever it is,
right?
I did that on Sunday, you guys.
I see that.
I totally did that
on
vacation.
Sunday.
No, I saw vacations right in my house.
Just whatever.
It's
just
right
can't get
in my,
away from it.
I listened to George, of course, he was on vacation this week.
George who?
Stephanopoulos.
Okay.
And then Meet the Press is awesome. She does a great job. But yeah, I can listen to 2-3 hours.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one quick question. That's the only one I'm going to ask in this.
Okay.
How do you see the debate tonight?
Well, it's true what the pundits are saying. People are going to get to know the vice president. I mean, people know her name, but they don't know. I mean, they know she was a prosecutor and she knows the VP. It's going to be interesting if she distanced herself from the president, you know?
Okay.
Is there a lot of daylight between those two? I think there has to be because...
You mean Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people were in love with him. So I think she's got to say, yeah, you're right. I was his VP, but, you know, it's kind of under his shadow. Now I'm going to do this, this, and this. And she has some right things. Trump, you know, he's got his base. I mean, there's people who would, you know... But he's got to broaden that to women, to undecided, and they're not going to like him beating her up. People don't like that. I don't like that.
Okay.
But I'm, you know, my big challenge is for tonight.
What?
What to eat?
I was just going to say, you're talking about the menu, aren't you?
I was. I said to Donald, what do you want tonight?
What are you going to have?
I don't know. I think I want something kind of like crunchy. So I think maybe I'm going to do, you know, because I think I want to be nervous. So I think I'm going to get like, I don't know, maybe tacos.
Okay.
You know,
debate tacos. I like that.
Yeah,
debate
tacos. Like that. I like that. And that may come up. I just think it's going to be, I don't know. Right, but I'm going to watch it. All there's no doubt. Don't call me.
You guys had a quick break. Andrew from NBC26 joining us next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is running in Wisconsin's 18th Senate District. Kristen Alfheim joins us at 11:06. We'll hear what she's hearing about on the campaign trail. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.